Attention. News live. News live. Prime Minister Burnham says that liming should be outlawed in Guyana. Absentee landlord must be crushed. Guyana Teachers Association in a 3-day retreat to develop new methods of working with handicapped learning disabilities. 2 gas turbines for General Electric, for the General Electric Company of Guyana, coming from East Germany. New approach to education data in the Caribbean. Cuban foreign minister has attacked Ethiopia and Somalia with the firm backing of Guyana and other third world nations. Test tube baby doing well in the hospital, and many more are now going in the laboratory. Our Prime Minister, Dr. Burnham, says that Guyana must outlaw liming. No unused land will be permitted to be kept in the hands of big landlords. When people condemn the high prices of vegetables, he said it is inexcusable that there's land being unused by certain rich segments of the populace. He also urges, as he passes by and sees weeds and things growing in people's yards, and yards that are not used for growing purposes, that they need to develop a socialist spirit of productivity. So all of us need to know that. He is due to drop in by helicopter any day. He likes to see yards filled with growing things that will bring forth food. Much could be done around the toilet areas behind the pavilion. There's a lot of land in that area where little things could be grown by the seniors, as well as between the school and the small school tent area and in yards. The Prime Minister offers land to any Guyanese that will use it. He will expropriate land under the new referendum, new socialist mandate. He will expropriate land from the rich and give it to any poor person who will cultivate it.
He hasn't come through yet.
He said this must be done immediately, because Guyana has the richest potential to feed itself of any nation in the world. And as I have said to you repeatedly, he repeated also, with the least population, the one nation that can never be in danger of going hungry in a world where that soon will be a problem. In places like USA, where there's so much industrial pollution and not enough land to support the population, and every other place really faces similar problems, except China and the Soviet Union. He said he condemned the bourgeoisie taste, the Prime Minister Burnham, of our ruling People's National Congress, the Marxist-Leninist Party, the Socialist Party that rules this nation, the People's National Congress. Prime Minister Burnham said that Guyanese had bourgeoisie patterns, problems of taste, wanting to image themselves and identify with the petty bourgeois of USA and England. He said, in fact, those who want apples from North America, he said the mangoes are more tasty and far more nutritious and healthy, and that's true. He said the snapper that we have in abundance in our waterways is far more nutritious, better for the health, and tastier than sardines. He said okay, that Roger. Black eyes, and we know this, the black eyed peas has far more mineral nutrition than the split pea that they want to export, to import from other places. The Prime Minister, in a scathing speech last night, Dr. Burnham came down on those who are trying to leave to go to the United States. He said some of you leave here as managers, but end up in New York as janitors, and at best as elevator operators. And you must face the bigotry of racism. He said many want to come home now, but cannot get their passage. And he said as soon as Guyana can develop surplus, they will assist. But we must, he said, as a nation, produce what we eat and not buy abroad. That and that only will give the balance of payments that he needs to be able to do things for development of the country and to aid such people. He warned Guyanese that there will be no barriers put in their way to leaving, but they are taking their lives in their own hands by going into racist societies that are inclined on a path to destroy minorities. 3-day seminar for teachers. The Prime Minister, Dr. Burnham, of the ruling People's National Congress of Guyana, will give the feature address. Dr. Hamilton Green, Minister of Health and Labor, will be addressing the teachers' union also. There will be a Ramisron, the head of the PNC, the lay chairman, will bring socialism in the strongest way has ever been introduced into the teachers' annual meeting. As a keystone, he said, socialism must be a keystone, a cornerstone for building an education in Guyana. 2 gas turbines will bring an end to the load shedding, the electric cutoffs, $25 million gas turbines from East Germany. They will send supervisors and will train the Guyanese in the operation of these turbines for 1 year. Sir Lionel Lukku, our attorney, as I said, world famous, also in that he's had over 200 murder cases and never lost one. We have had him for custody fights, and he's also good in that area. He heads a governmental inquiry commission to bring socialist organizations, socialist-owned nationalized properties, such as the electric company, the GEC, into line with socialist productivity. He said one of the problems has been the resignation of experienced personnel. It's led to disorder at the Guyana Electric Company stations. These people have gone abroad, and many of them are jobless and on welfare. Consumers have lost thousands and thousands of dollars in electrical supply due to load shedding, unexpected blackouts. The co-ops have not stuck to schedules. The substations are running up big loads, thousands in one time. He said we need additional staff of people trained in electricity desperately in Guyana. Prime Minister Burnham said before long it will not be a problem because England has announced that it will not allow any more immigrants in, and now USA is closing its doors to black too. In the meantime, he advised those who were trained not to go because they might not be able to get out. He said additional overload of work. Some workers in the electric companies of Guyana are having to work 16 hours a day, and this makes them too tired to be efficient, though they've been willingly doing so for the revolution and for the nationalization of the socialization of all the major utilities, factories, mines, means of production, in other words, and the means of distribution. Oscar Clark, regional minister. He's a friend of another one of our attorney friends, who's very close to the Prime Minister, who's close to us. He's giving a seminar for vehicle drivers to bring driving in Guyana consistent with socialist courtesy. I wish that would be the case all over. I noticed the same problem in Cuba. Of course, no one would think of hearing a seminar in USA for courtesy on the highways, as they now have killer bumping as a new kind of sport, where cars bump each other and actually kill people on the road on purpose out of anger. It's a particular phenomenon now being noted in Los Angeles, Seattle, New York, and several other cities that I did not catch. This killer bumping syndrome goes on. A case, as I recall, one woman coming up behind a car in a Los Angeles freeway where 9 were killed in one weekend. She couldn't pass in the slow lane. She was in the slow lane, so she moved around the car finally, looked with great hate at the driver, and rushed him right off into the edge of the freeway, causing a 5-way crash. That is a sick society. With that kind of murderous aggressive syndrome, you know what's going to happen when one of them, bound to be some of them that have fingers on the nuclear button, the missiles that can be sent into the air that will destroy a whole city and burn it to the ground, and then, of course, whatever nation they attack, probably the Soviet Union, will be bound and determined to have to send their bombs, who are capable of burning up instantaneously an area the size of the state of Texas. That's the truth. Burn up, just like fire from a magnifying glass, an area the size of the state of Texas. Also, this seminar will show how to maintain the care and use of vehicles on the road and proper courtesy on the road, proper safety measures to save people from injuries and road fatalities. It is free, and they're going to be offering snacks to people coming. That shows sensitivity. New approach. New approach in collection of educational data. And Antigua, assessment of current practices in data gathering. The Caribbean's trying to set up its own program for an independent news services and for independent educational analyses of the Caribbean community. New methodology on collection of educational data and terminology to be used that are not characteristic of Great Britain or the USA. These exercises are essential for people to develop a better awareness of their own culture and to have a more capable evaluation of the intelligence scope of the child. Follow-up of CARICOM. This is the economic unity of Caribbean nations in the West Indies. Is meeting at the University of Guyana. Guyana is the host of the CARICOM nations of the Caribbean. Belgrade, Yugoslavia. Cuba defended position in Africa. Serious crises in the non-aligned movement are seen. Egypt had reservations about going to Cuba for the next world conference, but they have not decided that they will not. Vietnam and Cambodia, or Cambodia, have been whipped up into a fratricidal war, the foreign minister of Cuba said, by the Chinese arrogance. Chinese practices, he said, in one area of the world, seem to be enlightened, but their language in Southeast Asia is imperialistic. Yugoslavia and India. Words about Chinese were particularly embarrassing. The Yugoslavia foreign minister stood up and said that China was no more to be condemned than any other nation in the non-aligned movement. The foreign minister of Yugoslavia said China had given assistance to many third world nations struggling against imperialism. It is not the nature of the non-aligned conference to get embroiled in attacks, partisan attacks. The majority of people defended Cuba's right, the majority of the nations present defended Cuba's right to be in Africa, assisting the Ethiopians and the Angolans and so forth. Rashida Jackson, our own foreign minister, is the representative of Guyana at the conference in beautiful Belgrade, Yugoslavia, headed by Marshal Tito, 87 years old now, been through all kinds of wars, fighting fascists. The only nation successfully fighting fascists that won single-handedly without USA help. He was a great freedom fighter. He's lived a long, healthy life and a happy and fulfilled life. So our children need to know that not all people who are socialist die. Many live the richest lives on earth. In fact, it is the richest life because it gives you quality living while you are alive. African Nation National Congress have been called by Nigeria. Nigeria is taking an unequivocal stand out of principle that it will not go to Edmonton, and I want to correct yesterday's news, it's Edmonton, New Zealand. It's calling for all African nations to boycott the Canadian Games, the Canadian team. Let me see. Now, I don't understand this. Talk about New Zealand and on the air here, and now they're talking about Canada. The Games are in Canada. I hear now they are in Canada. I was correct yesterday. The problem is New Zealand is also condemning Nigeria. And Nigeria fired back at New Zealand because they're still conducting trade with Union of South Africa. The problem is that Nigeria, the richest nation in Africa, oil rich and capitalistically inclined, strangely enough, until President Carter came there and visited and tried to talk to some of their rich bankers and oil manager interest. Anyway, in Nigeria more and more has become strongly pro-African liberation. So their sports team, which is one of the best, will not go, and they've influenced one nation in the Caribbean thus far. Antigua, Guyana is not going. New Zealand appeals to the Commonwealth nations not to withdraw, but it looks like they are going to be following, many of them, the example of Nigeria. New Zealand, which we may study in the news today because it's a little unknown to many of you, I imagine. New Zealand is the nation that has banned for many, many years any black admissions whatsoever, as well as Australia. And they treat their Indian population very, very bad. They have the Maori Indians, and they are very racist, kind of a so-called national socialist, but they are very, very racist indeed. Anyway, this is making quite a bit of humdrum in the world, because Nigeria is sending out all kinds of messages and telegrams berating anyone that would have no respect to go to Canada for the games, these international sports games, when some of the nations like New Zealand still conduct relations with Union of South Africa, the apartheid racist regime, as we know so much about. The test tube baby, as I said, in England, is doing well. Louise Brown is the name of the child. But the world is irate over this. There will be several more to be born in the next few months. But many nations are protesting this as the beginning of cloning, where monsters can be created out of biological laboratories. Something seems very, very wrong about this. In a world where 2 out of 3 babies are going to bed hungry, it is a fantastic cruelty and criminality to go to this degree to have children. Spend thousands of dollars wastefully. It's only available right now to the rich. So the rich could easily take welfare sperm and ovum, take people they want to and work with it, and create a nation, a whole generation of robots that would not be capable of intelligent thinking, but would be strong as an ox and do whatever their masters bid them to do. South Africa has rejected the Security Council's resolution on Namibian independence because it includes a territory that they say they will not give up, a port of Walvis Bay. Interestingly enough, the Soviet Union and Czechoslovakia reject it on the grounds that it will be manipulation for more USA and capitalist imperialist control. But both oppose it for different reasons. Carter is in serious difficulty. Ford, former President Ford, says don't count him out in 1980, as Ford is now campaigning around, electioneering on a very strong right-wing policy and also strong protectionist patterns to not have U.S. involved in the burden of foreign aid, helping poor nations, and so forth. Louisville firemen and police on strike under orders that they must return after burning down several buildings. This is amazing. When the police in San Francisco went on strike, they shot up buildings and broke in windows like they did the Muslims down the street. They get by with all that crap. And there's one of the best movies you need to see the hate in USA. It's a recent movie that was cooperated with fully, as it shows on the movie, with Mayor of New York, Lindsay, who was perhaps the most liberal mayor ever known, and the police. You need to see it. It's Badge 373. The racism is horrible in it. The actor doesn't hesitate to call blacks and Negroes by the cursory words of spick and nigger, and refers to people as Jews. And his race hate is so obvious, and the anti-socialist propaganda so terrible. It is sickening to behold. It's filled with action, and it really ought to be studied as a work of propaganda in how people are made to see the policeman in a sympathetic light. And it would work on the average dumb, than the average dumb middle section of any population of all races. I can imagine there were even black people clapping and Puerto Ricans, but it's the awfulest put-down, open put-down, and we have it in Technicolor here, and it ought to be shown, required showing. It would be something to see. It might be that you could show that tonight in socialist classes to familiarize yourself. It's a movie, and everyone ought to see it perhaps this evening. That would be the thing to do in socialist classes, and that we had that rather enduring night out of concern for one of our sons who was lost. This might be a good thing just to review it and just see how beautiful your America is And if you can't realize the racism inherent in it, if you can't see it, then you are beyond hope. It is so open. And to think that the last couple of years, there's been that kind of severe brainwashing to a much fuller degree. Under great pressure from the world, the United States says it will withdraw in the next 4 to 5 years all of its armed forces in Korea. They attempted to move their nuclear missiles from South Korea, not trusting some of the South Koreans who are such radical fanatics that they thought they might set them off, get to them and set them off. But it was caught on to by the dictator of South Korea, and so USA did not go further with it. Even USA admitted on Voice of America that they were afraid that the South Korean military, under the maniacal dictatorship there, was likely to get a hold of them and use nuclear white mail, threaten the world if they didn't get their way to send their missiles into Russia or USA or wherever. New York City, in state of economic collapse nearly, requires a federal loan of $1.65 million. That's quite a bit. No, that's more than that, 1.65. It's $1.65 billion loan in order for New York to function. New York is that bad off, about to go bankrupt again. Now, Christine Onassis, you know the Onassis, Mrs. Kennedy married the rich shipper Onassis. Christine Onassis, the daughter of Mrs. Kennedy, Mr. Onassis, will marry and live in Moscow. She's marrying a communist. This is shocking the social set of Europe, as she's marrying a communist, and they're going to live in Moscow, by preference, in a lovely apartment there. I imagine all the upper class is shook as hell over that. And a subcommittee of the Department of Health in the Congress, a subcommittee on health in the U.S. Congress, is looking into the possibilities of setting up a police state by test tube babies. Very easy, it can be done. Cloning, this is horrible when you're bringing babies, when chemists and laboratory specialists and doctors are bringing about conception in laboratories and messing with genes and chromosomes. This is one damn nightmare. Fortunately, probably there'll be a nuclear war that'll wipe out that technological scum of imperialism before they get done. The Senate, we're going to cut the capital gains taxes, and Carter wanted it done also, but there's a great deal of pressure from the United States citizenry. They're beginning to see through it. Though racism abounds everywhere in USA, more and more reports, I couldn't give you the number of reports of blacks that are suffering in jails, the Desi Woods that defend herself against the white rapists, and now 22 years in jail that I just gave you earlier in the week. Every day there's something like that. Those that don't make the headlines, those that don't make the news, blacks that are cut down by senseless brutality by the police. As you'll see in Badge 373, you'll see Puerto Ricans, which are part black and Spanish. You'll see the man shot by the police in cold blood without a weapon in his hand, and that's supposed to be the hero's ending.